Good morning. As you can tell, things are a little different around here this morning, but we will get through this. We have three seniors that we're going to acknowledge, and they have places to go and things to do today, so we're on a really tight schedule, so we're going to try to move this along, and if we end up, hopefully, we're going to end up a little bit early today so that they can get out of here and not have to rush too much. I want to thank everybody who's helped put this day together, the breakfast this morning, and everybody else who's done whatever it is that they've done to make this a special occasion for our graduates. But before we start, I would like to say that I think we should take a moment of silence because there are some seniors in Texas who will not be graduating this weekend because they're victims of the last mass shooting, and we owe it to them to honor them. So could you please join me in a moment of silence? Lord, we rejoice that we can celebrate today and that we have our seniors with us, and our hearts go out to the families who have been affected by this tragedy, and we pray, Lord, that you will bring comfort and peace to them, and that somehow, some way, we will find an end to this situation that has happened way too often in our country. Amen. We also tell you that the bulletin is a little bit different. Cherokee will not be singing this morning. That is a sad thing to report. She's suffering from a little throat issue, and if she's not going to sound her best, she doesn't want to do it. So maybe we'll get her another time to get up here and sing her song for us. Okay, we will start off with our prayer concerns and thanksgivings, if anybody has any, or our ushers.
My mom wouldn't be happy that I'm doing this, but I'm just asking for prayers for healing. She fell Wednesday night at Walmart and hit her head and passed out and spent a couple days in the hospital. So we got her home Friday. She's very sore and bruised and weak, but and mad that she's not here today. So I know she's getting better. She's sassy.
And we miss her.
Yeah. And just to let everybody know, too, we're going to have fellowship over in Wesley Hall after church.
Okay, my joy is last Sunday, the children and the Sunday school teacher done a marvelous job. And I can remember when Gayla Eagle and I had that responsibility, and it is a big responsibility and a commitment to take care of our children and our church family. Number two is my niece that I had on the prayer list a couple of months ago. She's back. I was asking prayers for her because her cancer is back, and it seems to be in the back of her head at this present time. And the other thing is Karen Albright Downey. She was helping with the kickoff yesterday over at the park, and the helium tank fell, and she tried to catch it. She broke this finger, and this finger, and had 6 stitches in her hand. So so that's all I have. Thank you.
There are other announcements? That's fine.
I have a new great-grandson. He was born a week ago, and he weighed 7 pounds and 12 ounces, so that makes me 17 great-grandchildren. We have been blessed.
Thank you. Good for you. Any other prayer concerns, announcements, joys?
Yes, I'd like to have you keep Marilyn in your prayers, and she goes in for surgery tomorrow. So.
Okay, we'll make sure to put her on the list. Anybody else?
I have a joy and an announcement combined. And that was I had a phone call last Tuesday morning, and a young lady volunteered herself. I love volunteers. God does too. And she's volunteered her services to continue the youth Sunday school through the entire summer while still giving Aaron and the other helpers a break this summer. Tracy, would you stand up, please?
Do you have anybody else?
Rasab, my sister Marlene has taken a turn for the worse, and I'd like you to folks keep her in your prayers, please. Thank you.
Okay. And anyone else?
I do plays in Marlette a lot, in Marlette area players, and I just heard about, I've done a few plays with these girls. One is in high school about to graduate at Marlette, and one's in college, and they just lost their mom to cancer. A couple days ago. So prayers for them and bride and family, I think. She helped a lot with costumes of plays, and she's really sweet. And I just think it's so sad that, you know, her daughters are so young, they're losing her, and especially one right before she's graduating. So prayers for them.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I do want to thank the everybody who helped surprise me. It was a big surprise. But good. I sure do appreciate everybody that helped with that.
And happy birthday once again. Anybody else? Okay, then we will move on to birthdays. Anybody have a birthday this week? Don't see any? Anniversaries? I don't see any. So we're going to lighten the mood a little bit. And I told you Cherokee wasn't going to sing, but you know, Ryan and Landon have stepped up. They're going to do the duet. Just kidding. They're not. The first song we're going to sing this morning was picked by Cherokee, and it's not in the bulletin. It's not in the hymnal. So it is on screen, and there are copies of the song in the pews if you don't use the screens. And we are all going to stand and sing, "Here I Am to Worship."
Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. here I am to worship, here I am to bow down.
Please join me in prayer. Lord, we come before you this morning. We're ever grateful and thankful that we have the opportunity to be here. We pray, Lord, for a good day for our graduates. We pray, Lord, that you will bless them, that they will feel the meaning and the significance beside the service, and that when all is said and done, it will be a day of great joy for everyone concerned. Amen. Ryan chose his song, Lord of the Dance, and I know we've sung this before, but I want to consider this. When you read the words, don't just sing the words. The Lord of the Dance is a story of the life, death, resurrection, and promise of Jesus Christ. Think about that as you sing it, and you may be remain seated while we sing it.
Thank you.
I kind of messed up the introduction here a little bit, but I keep back on track. And I would have told you that Tina could have played the song that we had on the screen, but we thought it's pretty not familiar with most of us, and it would be better if we had somebody else singing and we could just follow along. But our able pianist could have played that. I want to know that. And would you please join with me this morning now in the spirit of prayer? Lord, we thank you for the goodness that the day brings. We also pray, Lord, for the concerns that were raised before us here this morning. We also pray, Lord, for two of the people who have been in the past history of this church, for Clara and for Audrey, and all that they did for the church during their time here and the memories that we have of them. We also continue to pray, Lord, for Wanda, for Karen, for Marilyn, that they will have successful journeys back to good health and be restored, that they will all be able to be back with us again soon. We pray, Lord, for healing and guidance for the surgeons tomorrow as they perform surgery for Marilyn. And we pray all these things in your name, Lord, and we ask that we all join together as we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We do have a... We have special music this morning from our choir. They will be singing the Hymn of Promise.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Accidents happen. Now we have more money for the collection plate. I want you to take this in the spirit it's presented, but I've been doing a lot of thinking, you know, and you get older and older and older, and these things keep coming back to haunt you. And did you know that when I was a teacher, I had a student, and his name was Oren? He was chased quite rapidly by a nice young lady, and Bob's even shaking his head because he knows, by a young lady named Julie. Well, anyway, Julie caught Oren. And did you know that Oren became the father of 3 high school valedictorians, each of them graduating with a 4-point? There was a time when we'd have thought that would never happen, ever. So they must get their good looks and their charm from their mother, I would say, huh? Yeah. Well done. So, are you as tired as I am of hearing about the negativity that is often directed toward today's youth? You have to agree with me that some of it, maybe a lot of it, maybe too much of it, has been well deserved. Today's world is far different than the one in which most of the rest of us were raised, especially those of us who are older and quite a bit wiser. Everything changes over time is a very constant theme, but I'm here to tell you this morning that it's not an totally accurate statement. Every year, a huge number of truly gifted, remarkable seniors graduate from high school, fully prepared to meet the challenges of the next step that their individual life's journey will bring. It is my distinct honor and my privilege to share some information and some thoughts about 3 of these young adults with you this morning. These are members of your church family. They are here with you this morning. And I want to prepare this message or present this message to you in 2 different phases. And they were going to be broken up with a song by Cherokee, but that's not happening, so we'll just go on. So, the first senior I want to acknowledge with you and me this morning is Landon. Landon was born way back, believe it or not, in 1999 to the late Paul and Peggy Poplinski. Doesn't that seem like almost a lifetime ago? Well, for Landon, it is. His grandparents are Bill and Dorothy Rexford, and the late Larry and Bev Poplinski. And his siblings are Xavier, Bryce, and Madison. From almost the beginning of his life, Landon has been a true sports enthusiast. He's played both hockey, he has played hockey since he was 5 years old, played football, and he's held the distinction of being the captain of the football team. And when not involved in the sports arena, Landon has helped in both the Flags of Remembrance Project and the Veterans and the Moving Wall Project. His passion and his interest has always been with the robotics team, and it is no surprise that he will attend Oakland University this fall to study mechanical and robotics engineering. Good job, Landon. I'm told that Cherokee has always been an adrenaline junkie, according to her family of experts. She's an avid fan of physical activities such as rock climbing, zip lining, parasailing, riding roller coasters, whitewater rafting, bungee jumping. And she's always loved the rush that these activities bring. But you have to know, you can't let these things fool you. Cherokee has had other interests in her life. In fact, my sources have informed me that at one point in her life, she collected frogs and butterflies, storing them in containers in her room to keep them safe, she would say. The trouble was that she would forget about them. After all, a 10-year-old can't be expected to remember everything. And after a while, this little aroma would begin to permeate throughout the house. Careful research told her family that this girl was probably not destined to be a veterinarian. Perhaps a career in law enforcement was in her future, as she was always able to debate why such things as dead frogs in her room were not her fault. Cherokee is graduating as valedictorian of her class and has been involved in a whole list of school-related clubs, organizations, and activities. Some of these include the National Honor Society, Student Council, Yearbook, Academic Games, Varsity Football and Volleyball, and JV Basketball. She has logged more than 250 hours of community service and served with distinction and honor as Miss Satellite County Outstanding Teen in 2017. She will attend SDSU this fall, and it is her plan to obtain a double major in criminal justice and psychology with a minor in English. After graduating from Saginaw Valley with her bachelor's degree, her goal is to attend Harvard Law School as she continues to pursue her career as a defense attorney. I think even Kermit, a frog, would have to be impressed with Cherokee's drive and distinction. Good job, Cherokee. Ryan is also graduating as a co-valedictorian, as we know, of his class with a 4.0 GPA. I have to tell you, Ryan, it's pretty clear that everybody in this congregation, and I mean everybody, looks up to you. Sometimes way up, literally and also figuratively. And the first question asked now before the hanging of the greens, is Ryan going to be there? But the really cool thing about watching you grow taller and taller and taller has been, while this physical growth has been taking place, so has your growth in the other areas of your life. Obviously in the academic area, as well as in your spiritual nature. Does anyone here, besides me, remember the Sunday that Ryan stood on the altar to share his story and profess his belief in God? As a student, Ryan has been involved in many extracurricular activities: football, basketball, baseball, and has earned the first team all conference honors in those areas. Ryan is a member of the National Honor Society and is this year's senior class president. He has been involved in many church-related activities and the Moving Wall Project. As a student, Ryan's major area of academic interest has been mathematics, with his favorite being calculus. Something's not right there, but his future plans are to attend MSU this fall to study business, and this comes as no surprise, as I have learned that Ryan has been a Spartan fan since he was 8 years old. Get ready, MSU, here he comes. Thank you. Good for you, Ron. Remember this morning that I told you that this message would fall into two phases? Well, that's true. But before we enter that second phase, I want to point out something else about this trio of graduates. Each of them has had definite ties to this church during their lifetimes. But their individual circumstances have been very, very different. It is important to remember that each one of them has chosen to begin his or her commencement day activities in this house of God, surrounded by their individual family members as well as the shared church family. I certainly don't want to describe them in a way that makes them appear as if they're a lot older than they really are. But consider this. Landon's connection to this church was when he was much younger, probably more so as an elementary student. His initial experience with church life and all it entails began right here. And here he is, back again, all grown up, almost. Cherokee, on the other hand, came to us much later in life. And I don't want to make you sound as if you're as old as your grandma. That's not what I'm saying here, okay? And we're so fortunate that her life's journey led her and her family to us. I think the adage that states, when one door closes, another one opens, fits this scenario quite well. And then there's Ryan. He has spent his entire life with this as his church home. And when he does move on, his absence will tell us how much he has been involved in the life of this church. Two Redskins, one pirate, three seniors, three stories, one God that each has chosen to come here and worship on this very special day in their lives. And here we now are at the final, long-awaited phase two that I've been promising you would get to. To be a bit different from the norm, where we or I would give all kinds of advice to these students, this morning you are going to get some advice based on their awareness of Scripture. I ask them to submit their favorite Bible verse to me, if they had one. Ryan chose Proverbs chapter 16, verse 8, which reads, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Think about that for a minute. Here we have a high school senior who some might say seemingly has it all, yet he is humble enough to realize that it is the word of God that has instructed him on how to live his life. Humbly, I'm reminded of the Tim McGraw song of a few years ago that contained the line, "Always be humble and kind." Apparently, Tim read the same book and got the same message that Ryan read. And wouldn't the world be a better place if everyone, and I mean everyone, followed Ryan's example and displayed a little, or in some cases, a lot more humility in their lives? Thanks, Ryan, for sharing that with us. And Cherokee chose the following scripture from Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9, which reads in part, "But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire." Jeremiah was a prophet, and he was having a tough, tough time spreading the word of God to the people of his time. But even though he was met with a wall of denial, misunderstanding, or maybe just plain apathy, he had the fire within him to continue his cause. A rocket scientist I am not, but something tells me that Cherokee carries that same flame within her heart. And how much better the world would be if all of us, even those of us who call ourselves Christian, carried that same fire within us. And please note, it is not a smoldering ember. It's a burning fire. Interesting that we should hear this message from a teenager. We're never too old to learn. And thanks for presenting that to us this morning, Cherokee. And it's a tradition of this church, and I have to tell you, it was started by Audrey Labor. I don't know how long ago, a long time ago, with the presentation of the quilts. And it's become a time-honored, well-established tradition. And each of you will soon be presented with the handmade quilt in honor of your graduation. Your church family rejoices and celebrates this milestone in your life with you. Wherever your life's journey leads you, we hope that not only will you take your quilt with you, but also the love that went into making it and the spirit with which it is given. And also remember, as you wrap yourself in the warmth that we'll provide, that you are also wrapping yourself in the arms of a loving God who will be there for you in both the good times and the bad. And somewhere, or everywhere, in your future, make it your mission to find a way to make someone else's life better. That's what God has called all of us to do. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, Jesus said, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do for you, do also for them." This is the law and the prophets. And at this time, Marilyn Stoliker is going to come forward and present you with your quilt. Okay, thank you, you guys. And remember, this afternoon you're going to get another symbol. It's called a diploma or a sheepskin. And every kid wants one, but every kid needs a quilt, too. So congratulations on your accomplishments. If the ushers would please come forward. Thank you. Lord, we thank you for these gifts, and we pray that they will be used to further your name and in your service, and we ask that you bless the giver, and that they too will continue on with their lives serving and honoring you. Amen. And our closing hymn this morning is Pass It On, number 572. Having a shorter service this morning by design because some people have places to be. Some people need to be quite a ways down the road in a few minutes, so they're going to, we're cutting this a little bit short, but everybody is invited to go down into Wesley Hall. And at this time, if the seniors would like to take their quilts and go down there and prepare yourself for the onslaught, you can do that. And our benediction will be, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace. Amen. And our sending song is the Spirit song. So, go ahead.